Hello everyone, Sally Abbott here, bringing you the November 2025 edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. Before I go any further, I and the whole Chatterbox team would like to congratulate Mrs. Moynihan on the birth of her great-granddaughter Edith. We're so excited for you and agree Edith is a really lovely name. And also, I would like to say thank you to Daphne Green for taking the trouble to send a note saying how you enjoy listening to our recordings. It's really lovely to hear, and we always value your feedback, favourable or not. This month, the cover shows a huge Christmas tree shining from a dark corner inside Felbrigg Hall. The pine tree is decorated with clear, sparkly fairy lights, red and gold baubles, and topped with a red star. In the twinkly glow of the tree, gilt-framed oil paintings hung on wood-panelled walls can just be made out, along with a pair of heavy red velvet curtains hanging to the right of the tree. Inside, we're starting the countdown to Christmas. I know, I'm sorry, but apparently it's never too early to start to prepare for Christmas. We're bringing you details of some of the fabulous festive events coming up in the county, and while rehearsals are in full swing for the Thursford Spectacular Christmas show, Norfolk Magazine editor Emily goes behind the scenes. In an interview with Norfolk rugby legend Ben Youngs, we hear about his new career off the pitch and why Norfolk will always be home. Catherine Lana talks to historian and broadcaster David Olushoga about his thought-provoking solo show coming to Norwich this month. And ahead of her appearance at the Autumn Festival of Norfolk, the inspiring Kadiatu Kane Mason chats about her family of seven phenomenal musicians. With Remembrance Day this month, resident historian Chris Armstrong also explores the lives of two World War I heroes. There's a lot to get through, so let's start with going behind the scenes at Thursford.
The home of Christmas. Almost 50 years ago, John Cushing was trying to think of ways he could attract visitors to his museum at Thursford during the winter months. On the Sunday before Christmas in 1977, he put on a carol concert and, with the help of a friend in Cambridge, arranged for the King's College Scholars to perform. It was a sellout, with more than 500 tickets snapped up. In the following years, additional performances were added. 4 years after launching, the team decided to go professional, and in the early 1980s, the Thursford Christmas Spectacular was born. Today, the show, which with its West End production values very much lives up to its name, generates more than £10 million for the local economy every November and December, attracting around 110,000 visitors from all over the country and beyond. During the show's run, Thursford welcomes more than 50 coaches per day. In 2016, more tickets were sold for the Thursford Christmas Spectacular than Glastonbury Festival. And in 2024 and 2025, the Christmas Spectacular was named Best Christmas Experience at the Group Leisure and Travel Awards, winning against the likes of Blenheim Palace, Kew Gardens and Holcombe Hall, to name a few. It's a colourful 3-hour celebration of the festive season, filled with singing, dancing, music, comedy and much more. This small corner of Norfolk could lay claim to be the home of Christmas. During the summer, the complex houses the world's largest collection of steam engines and organs. But by November, it's been transformed into a winter wonderland with more than a million lights, animatronic animals and giant illuminated lanterns. The stage is 130 feet long and the auditorium seats 1,400 people. The 120-strong cast of singers, dancers, musicians, the 32-piece orchestra and speciality acts start rehearsals in September. This Christmas will be the singer John Derrickson's 19th year appearing in the Christmas Spectacular. The performer lives on the outskirts of Norwich and was enthralled by the show when he first saw it when he was a teenager. He spoke to Norfolk Magazine on the second day of rehearsals at the end of September. "It already sounds great," he says. "There's a lot of new cast members. About half the cast are returning from last year and the other half are brand new to the project. And hearing everyone blend their voices straight away, I think it's going to be a really good show this year." John is one of the longest-serving cast members. "There's another chap that's done 25 years this year. He's the veteran of the company, but I'm close behind in second place," he says. John's first taste of the stage was in a local theatre company's production of Pirates of Penzance at Norwich Theatre Royal. "When I was growing up, I wasn't really into football, so I needed something else to do," he says. "I like singing, so my mum said, 'Why don't you audition for a show?' I loved it. I've never looked back. I feel incredibly fortunate to still be singing after all these years." John's career has taken him to the West End and he's performed all over the world. This summer, he fulfilled a long-held ambition when he played Javert in Norfolk and Norwich Operatic Society's production of Les Misérables. "That has been my dream role for 40 years, ever since that show launched in the West End," says John. "I've auditioned for it so many times and never been successful, and to finally have the chance to play him was fantastic. I think that my character and the way I look fits with that character really well, and to be able to finally show people my take on it was amazing." Because the Christmas Spectacular is such a complicated technical show, there are 6 weeks of rehearsals. During the first days, the cast sit in a room together and sing the show through until they've got it spot on, and then the choreographic rehearsals start. It's been a passion of John Cushing, the producer, for 50 years, and he's developed the show and built it year on year, says John. "There have been major changes since I started here. The ethos of the show has always been that it's a really family-friendly show, and that's still there. But it's also got cutting-edge lighting design, cutting-edge sound technology. The backstage environment has been improved. Our dressing rooms are bigger. Our facilities backstage are better. So every year there's something new to appreciate." What have John's highlights of performing at Thursford been so far? "I remember when William and Catherine, Prince and Princess of Wales, came here in 2010. It was their first public appearance when they'd just announced their engagement. So to have them in the audience made it a really memorable show. But every show's different and there's always something good to find. There might be a child in the front row who's wide-eyed with wonderment at your performance and that tugs at the heartstrings. Or there might be someone who's crying at one of the songs. It's the small moments as much as the big things that we remember, really, and the friendships that we've made across the years. Every year there's more than 100 people in the cast. That's a lot of people across 20 years of work. I've got so many friends from here. It's wonderful. Sometimes if I'm wandering around the foyer area afterwards, people will come up to me and say, 'You've been here a long time, haven't you? I've seen you for the last 10 years. I enjoy hearing your voice.' That does give you a sense of having done a good job, a sense of satisfaction that those people remember me and enjoy my performance. For a lot of people, their Christmas doesn't start until they've been to Thursford and seen the show, and to be considered part of their tradition is lovely." While he can't reveal too much about what this year's show has in store, John promises that the opening number is going to be even more magical than ever. "No spoilers, but that first 10 minutes is going to blow people away," he says. "Usually you'd have to go to New York or the West End to see that type of entertainment. To have it here in Norfolk on your doorstep is remarkable, really." Thursford Christmas Spectacular director and producer John Cushing was made an OBE in the late Queen's 2020 New Year's Honours list for his contribution to the arts. In 2014, he was also awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Stars of Norfolk Awards. In recent years, the show has had some major updates, with 2023 seeing £1 million investment in a state-of-the-art sound system rivalling some of the best shows in the West End. Last year saw upgrades to the lighting team and seating, and this year we'll see the biggest investment in costumes to date, plus all new routines. We never rest on our laurels, and this year's show is no exception. It's set to be our most magical year yet, says George Cushing, associate producer. Not only do we have two lively showgirl feather routines, but we've also invested heavily in all new costumes, the most ever. The whole production of this year's show is exciting, and we can't wait to show our audiences what we've been working on. As well as watching the show, visitors can browse a selection of shops and food and drink outlets. They can also explore the illuminated attraction, The Enchanted Journey of Light, for an additional discounted fee. Thursford Christmas Spectacular 2025 opens on November the 8th and runs until December the 23rd. For bookings, visit thursford.com or call 01328 878 477.